One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
In the New Testament, brothers and sisters, you don't have to ask God for a double portion of the anointing. Hey, you know why? Because when the Holy Spirit came into your life, He didn't come in portions. The Holy Spirit of God. Who is the Holy Ghost? I've got to tell you about Him so you can understand what you have inside you. Who is the Holy Spirit? I'll tell you. First of all, you see, Papa God is the one on the throne. Hello? Papa God is on the throne. When Papa God speaks, His word is law. So, back in the garden, in the book of Genesis, we have Him saying, "Let there be." In the words. Now this great God of glory spoke His word, became flesh, and dwelt among us. That's Jesus. Are you hearing me? Now, that's the Son of God. Oh, I could preach for a whole month on the Son of God. Every day. So, that's Jesus. I can tell you more. But, who is the Holy Spirit? Jesus told us the Holy Spirit is that which proceeds from the Father. He didn't say that which proceeded from the Father. He says it's that which proceeds from the Father. So, Papa God is on the throne. Papa God wants to take something over there. You know what? He doesn't get up from the throne to go pick it up. Papa God remains on the throne and yet moves out of Himself. He is still on the throne, but He is going to pick it up. He is there and He is here. Now, He wants to take something over here. He doesn't need to go from here to here. He moves out from here to there. So, He's here, He's here, He's here. And while He's here, He wants to do something over there. He doesn't need to stop doing this or stop doing that. While this is going on, He moves out over here. Now, while He's here, all that is happening, and now He wants to do something from behind there. He moves from here, over here. So, that which proceeds from the Father is the Holy Ghost. When Jesus shows up somewhere, He is there in one place at one time. When He was in Israel, He could not at the same time be in Samaria. Not because of an impossibility on His part, but that is not His way of functioning. But the Holy Spirit is unlimited. While He's doing this, He's standing up over here. Is He less here? No. He's exactly the same while doing this as He is while doing that. And then he needs to do something over in the United Kingdom. He doesn't need to stop this and run there. He just, whew, over there, this is still going on and that is going on. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is to be able to be in different places at the same time. So Papa God, when he does anything anywhere, he does it by his Spirit. So the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, carries the presence of the Father. When you're praying in your room, you feel the presence of God. You sense spiritually the presence of God. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's ministry is to carry the presence of Jesus and the presence of the Father. So he brings that presence to you. And another brother is praying in his own room. The Holy Spirit doesn't need to excuse himself and say, please excuse me, I'm coming. No, he doesn't do that. He's functioning fully with you, and at the same time, he's over there with this brother. The Holy Spirit is that which proceeds from the Father. Infinitely proceeds from the Father. Infinitely. Now, this Holy Spirit, when he came into your life, he didn't come in a form that's less than God. For he is himself God. So he entered into you, tabernacled in you. Oh, if only you would recognize that God is in you. The Christian man or woman is no ordinary person. But what are we supposed to do? You say, if I'm full of God, why am I like this? It's very simple. Back in the Old Testament, God empowered a man and he didn't know it. His name's Gideon. He was working and an angel came to him and says, hello, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. He said, me? I'm from the smallest house in the village. My dad is the poorest. Hey, mighty man of valor, with you, Israel can be victorious. You can defeat all the Midianites. Me. Then he said, hello, angel. If God is with us, where are all his miracles, which our fathers told us of? That's the way I was many years ago. You know, as I studied, I read about T.L. Osborne and the great crusades he had around the world. I read about John G. Lake and the healing, tremendous healing miracles that he had in this country and then in America. I read all those things, you know, as a little guy. And I was reading these things. And then one day, I said, dear Lord Jesus, I believe you're the same. I believe. I said, help me. Because these men are getting old. Somebody has to preach the same thing. We can't keep telling the stories of Paul and Peter, you know, and all the rest of them. Our generation needs to know God. I said, dear Lord Jesus, help me to face my generation. It's the same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead. It's the same Spirit. One day, oh, should I tell you the rest of the story? Whew. But you know what? I wanted to see the Great Crusades. I looked at T.L. Osborne's books. I saw tremendous crusades. Tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of people in a crusade. I said, dear Jesus, we are to preach the word with all this. And the Spirit said, it is written, by my Spirit, saith the Lord. I said, yes, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And that's all that you need to say to God. Yes. when you say yes, oh, you don't know what God can do with your life. The Holy Spirit will begin to operate in your life in a tremendous way. One thing he requires of you in the New Testament. Listen, in the Old Testament he said, anywhere the sole of your foot shall tread upon, I've given it to you. In the New Testament, you don't need that. Listen, you know, sometimes we want something, we want a property, and we all match there and step there and say, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we take it over. In the name of Jesus, we take it over. Over and over, we take it over. In the New Testament, you don't need that. In the Old Testament, you needed to tread there to take it. In the New Testament. The miracle is in your mouth. You don't need to go there. You stay right where you are and speak the word of faith. You say it. You say it. Now, why is it sometimes you say it and doesn't work? I tell you, there's something else. Don't say powerless words. You're supposed to speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And the anointing is for all of us. What are you supposed to do? He says, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said, that's your promotion. The love of God, your protection. Hallelujah. Then he says, and the communion of the Holy Ghost, walking with the Holy Ghost. Brothers and sisters, something you've got to learn is to speak in other tongues. I don't know how many of you speak in tongues, but I'll tell you something. If you don't speak in tongues, you are losing big time. If you don't speak in tongues, in the book of Jude, verse 20, he says, but ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What does that mean? Let me tell you what that means. He says, ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794. Or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.